That's what helped took care of kids.
How many houses did you cover?
Oh, we'd cover, let me see, we'd cover about 12 houses. About 12 houses we'd cover. That's about all she could take. She'd take on all she could handle. She'd have a full week with my sister and them helping, you know. They were small kids, but they would help her, you know. We'd have a full week. She done that for years. Unenclosed. That's the only kind of work I know she did, you know. Well, during the summer after I grew up, got grown and married, she'd work and pick up hush potatoes, you know, pick up hush potatoes in the field. That was just during the summertime. But she sure helped my dad raise us until the world ended.
Did you ever hear anything called a battling block or a battling stick to beat the clothes on?
No. No, I didn't know what name that they had for that thing, you know. Because my mother didn't have one. She had what's called a rubber boot. A rubber boot.
Well, you were telling me about your house, the way it was heated. Did you ever have to build a fire in a fireplace before?
I never have built a fire in a fireplace. I built it in the heater all the time, in the heater. I used to build, we used to have times building that thing in the house we live in, you know. The floor had big cracks in it, you know, and you could sit up in the house and moonshine at night, you could look down through the floor and see the grain. Just the way it lived. But we never did get sick. We never did get sick. Like the people there's now, most sick folks now ever would. You take then we would set up to that heater, all of us sit right around that heater. And until time to go to bed, we'd get into bed. Sometime my dad would have big chunks of oak wood he'd put in there, and it would hold a fire all night, you know. We wouldn't have much trouble making a fire next morning, but that wasn't every night. And we had to get up in the cold and make a fire, and it'd be freezing outside. But you take it during those days, during the winter, most of the time the ground would be bust open. I don't never see the ground bust open up. I never see the ground bust open up. And they said, you get on to 20, 19 degrees, 16. I go outdoors when I get up and go outdoors. I don't see no ground bust open. But when we was going to school, we used to walk on icicles, we would call them, you know, that spew up out the ground, you know, ground that's bust wide open.
Never seen that either.
You haven't saw that, then? Yeah. Yeah, God. One time I had a old Chevrolet, and I never will forget it. It come a rain, and the next morning it was freezing. Icicles were sticking up out the ground that high, and the ground had bust open. Had done us wheels up there, and that bust open in sheets, you know. And I was trying to drive that thing up there. I had one devil trying to hold that thing in the road. They get up on the ridges, you know, and zip off. Down in the way the ground bust, and it'll climb back up on one of them hard ridges and down again.